Well, happy Friday, everybody. It's the end of the week. Hope it's been a good one for you and that you are so excited about being in worship this Sunday at First Baptist and excited about inviting and bringing a guest with you. So arrive early, sit down front, bring your Bible, bring your guest, and let's worship Jesus together this week. This morning, we are in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, which is a great chapter, talking about the resurrection of the dead. And he makes the point in here that Jesus' resurrection essentially guarantees our resurrection as His followers, as His believers. That if Jesus were not raised from the dead, then there's no way for us to be raised from the dead. But the fact that He was raised from the dead means we will be. And He describes many of the witnesses that saw the resurrected Jesus. And He talks about how the resurrection is central to the gospel. So anyone who denies the resurrection is really not a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He also talks about the resurrection body. What will it be like? Because some people in the church at Corinth apparently did not believe in the resurrection. So he describes that and how the resurrected body is different than the earthly body. It is a spiritual body. And he goes into some detail about that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful description. Now, what spoke to me, however, was something different. It was the way he described the reality that the knowledge of the resurrection, of Jesus' resurrection and His own and our own future resurrection from the dead, the way that that knowledge of the resurrection motivated him and should motivate us as followers of Jesus. Speaking of himself, starting in verse 30, he said, "Why are we also in danger every hour?" In other words, if there is no resurrection of the dead, Paul says, why am I risking my life? He'd already said earlier in this chapter that if Jesus were not raised from the dead, then when we preach, we're preaching a lie, we're miserable. There's no point in that. So why am I risking my life if there's really not a resurrection of the dead? And in verse 31, essentially he's saying, I die to myself every day so that if in the process of serving Jesus, I actually die, well, that's okay because I've already surrendered my life to Christ and I'll suffer whatever. Verse 32, he said, if from human motives I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus. In other words, he tells us here that when he was persecuted in Ephesus, Paul was not only flogged and so on and stoned, he had animals turned loose on him. He said, what does it profit me? If there's no resurrection, if it's just something I'm motivated to do and there's no resurrection, it just doesn't make any sense. There's no benefit to me if the dead are not raised. If the dead are not raised, he says, just, hey, party all the time because there's no future. What does it matter? And so what he's saying is the resurrection of the dead was one of the things, not the only thing, but one of the things that motivated him to be faithful to Jesus, to live a godly life. It motivated him to be willing to sacrifice and even suffer because he knew that as important as this life was, there was a more important life, eternity, that lasts forever, while this one just lasts for a few decades. And he said it should also motivate us. Later in the chapter, starting at verse 50, he talks about how we will be changed, receive our resurrected body at the second coming of Jesus, and how death is defeated. And so he has this beautiful, beautiful, almost like a song, if you will, a celebration in verse 55, where he says, "O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" And he says, "The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, because we have victory over death, victory over the grave, because the resurrection is real, not only did it motivate Paul, it should motivate us." He says, "Therefore, because of this resurrection, my beloved brethren," that's us, "be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil, your labor, your effort, your work is not in vain in the Lord." He's saying, because there is a resurrection of the dead, there is an eternity. What you do for Jesus is not done in vain. There is benefit. There is a reward. There is a resurrection coming. Therefore, be immovable. Be steadfast. Always, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Never give up on Jesus. Never retire on Jesus, because you have so much to look forward to. That's the encouragement Paul gives us in 1 Corinthians 15. I hope it encourages you to stick with Jesus and never quit serving Him, never slow down in loving Him and living for Him, because God has a great future for you. Hey, God bless you. I'll see you Sunday in worship, and then Monday as we wrap up the book of 1 Corinthians, looking at chapter 16. God bless you, everybody.